Indonesia's imams are doing their bit for the environment.
Jakarta is constantly under aquatic assault from above and below. Last month, three pupils died when their school collapsed amid a downpour. In 2020, the worst deluge in over a decade killed dozens and displaced nearly 400,000 people. With 13 rivers flowing through it, the Indonesian capital has always flooded, but the frequency and severity of floods is growing. Parts of the city are sinking into the sea at a rate of 25 centimetres, that's 10 inches, each year. A similar story is unfolding in other parts of Indonesia. Floods displaced over 600,000 people in the archipelagic country last year. The World Bank warns that up to 4.2 million Indonesians could be exposed to permanent flooding by the end of the century. In the drier seasons, droughts cause forest fires, threatening Indonesia's 94 million hectares, that's 230 million acres of forest. Yet a country so exposed to the dangers of climate change is also a hotbed of climate denialism. A recent YouGov Cambridge poll found that 13% of Indonesians say climate change is not caused by humans, just a shade less than the proportion in America. Indonesia's imams, part of the influential Islamic establishment, want to change that. In July, the country's top Islamic representatives gathered at Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta to establish the Muslim Congress for a Sustainable Indonesia, a forum for coordinating Islamic environmental activism among clerics, teachers, academics and politicians. Nasiruddin Umar, Istiqlal's grand imam, declared at the gathering that a mosque should be a place to green the mind and the heart. He has started by installing solar panels and water recycling systems in his own mosque. Another 1,000 mosques will be fitted with solar panels and smart energy meters. Istiqlal is part of a growing movement. In 2018, Nahdlatul Ulama, Indonesia's largest Islamic organization, launched a series of sermons on waste and recycling. Muhammadiyah, the second largest such body, created a program to teach its imams to become environmental preachers.